so excited to be with you guys today. It is a new year. It is a chance for you to be the new you. And I'm so excited. The name of my radio show is called Beauty Rehab, but that is not insinuating that you were any kind of an addict. I just want to kind of change the dialogue of what beauty means in our country to women who are aging. I was a Ford model for 25 years, and then I became a makeup artist because modeling, having somebody do my makeup 5 times a day, meant that my skin was really reactive. I started over-processing it to fix the acne, which made more problems. But short story is that I became a makeup artist, and then I wrote my first book, Your Makeover, Simple Ways for Any Woman to Look Her Best. And then I became the spokesperson for Laura Mercier Cosmetics, beautiful, very talented makeup artist. And then I started my own line on HSN. And I created my line from soup to nuts. And I sold on HSN for about 10 years. And then I took some time off to raise my 2 girls. And now my kids are old and I'm 51. And I realized that the tips and tricks that I learned from, I was a sponge to these makeup artists, these talented people. And what I did was I took them all and I decided to teach everyone else. So that's what we're doing here at Beauty Rehab. I want you to look in the mirror every single day and think, oh my gosh, I'm getting better. I'm not paralyzed by aging. I do not feel like your body, when you're aging, actually kind of makes you feel like you don't know who you are anymore. There's a lot of psychological stuff that happens when you go through menopause. I went through menopause 3 years ago. So that messes you up. And then you feel like you're a little bit irrelevant. You know, your kids don't need you as much. If you have kids, you want to stay beautiful for yourself looking in the mirror. And I felt like if I can get through this and I can feel more beautiful every single day, then I can teach you guys how to do that. And if you're older than I am, I can get you back to that feeling of vibrancy, empowerment. So this radio show, and I do a live Periscope at the same time, and I will put this up on YouTube. So if you're following me on Periscope, thank you. I love all the hearts because that means that other people can find me. And I learned that from Emery Chapman, who is my food guru. That's one of the things I wanted to talk to you guys about today. I want you guys to have gurus. I don't think I know anything, even though I've been around 51 years. And I feel like I know a lot about the beauty industry, about ingredients and about makeup and about how to make yourself look amazing, how to love yourself. I don't know a lot about food. I am not a great cook, and I am learning from Emery Chapman. So you can follow her at Emery5, and I believe it's chefemery.com. And then there are a lot of other amazing women out there that I are my gurus. And I am happily to share because women need to share. We're all in this together. And that's part of today's show. So if you want to call me at 866-606-8255, 866-606-8255, you can be on the phone with me and we can do the radio show together. I love being on the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. I love this opportunity. I want you to call me. I want you to ask me a million questions. And then we can talk about all the stuff that is important for you and your new year, new attitude. I am not a super resolution type person because I fail and then I feel badly about it. So I don't want you to feel that way. If you are a person who can do resolutions, I bet you're so together already that you probably didn't need to do any resolutions because you're like, if I need to do something that's better for my health or better for my body or better for anything, you probably already did it. I am a person who has a hard time multitasking, the fact that I can do Periscope and a radio show at the same time, I won an award for it because I can't even check my emails. So for resolutions, the only one I'd like you to make is I would love you to be just a little bit invested in your image. We are in an image-based society, and I get it. I get that we don't want to be judged for how we look, but we are. Now, everybody's on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Tinder. You get one chance to make a good impression. And I'm not saying I want you to be the false version of yourself. I want you to just take the tiniest little interest in your image. If you do consistently small things, you will never be paralyzed by aging. You will never be paralyzed by looking in the mirror. You will feel so empowered. And that is why, if you've already followed me or if you read my book or whatever, don't touch your face. It's like the easiest, freest thing you could ever do. Don't touch your face. Why? Because your fingers have bacteria on them. Your skin is delicate. Don't spread bacteria on your face. That's it. That's like my easiest. If you can jump in on that one, I will be totally happy and psyched. And you could take my other advice, but you don't even have to if you just don't touch your face. My second thing that I always say is don't wash your face in the morning. Wash your face at night, especially in the winter if you live in the east, in the cold east, and if we actually have a winter. Because you strip your skin when you clean it, you've got to get all your makeup off every single night. You're going to use your moisturizer, your serum, your alpha hydroxys if you're over 30, 100% if you're over 40, a glycolic or something that helps internally turn your skin over. I want you to use a little bit of a scrub. If you have gentle skin, sensitive skin, you can use a washcloth, you can use a gentle loofah. I want you to do that, and then in the morning, I want you to wake up. I want you to rinse your face really well. Rinse it, rinse it, rinse it, rinse it. No stripping agents, none. Serum, day cream, and we will get to my products in a minute, in the second segment. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to give you guys an update. I'm so not the girl who should be winking. My daughter has the craziest, coolest wink. Me, not so much. Anyway, if you're on Periscope, you saw me wink. If you're on the radio, I'm super excited and I want you to call me. It's 866-606-8255. Join me. This is our time to be able to share, and I want to know what you're doing for your skincare. I want to know if you have resolutions. And back to your image. Don't wash your face in the morning. The most important thing for me is that you understand that your beauty is in millimeters. You can look at someone, and if something is a millimeter off, they go from not so pretty to incredible. Or you're like, pretty, but not so. I want you to know those millimeters. What are the millimeters? The millimeters are how wide your eyes are. The millimeters are how long you do your eyebrows. If you do your eyebrows longer, if you do your eyebrows a little bit, extend them. See how mine stop here and I just extend them a little bit? If you're not on Periscope, you're not seeing that, but I am explaining it. Your eyebrow should go perpendicular to your cheekbone and your jaw. That opens up your eyes. Wider set eyes always look more inviting and younger. So if you're like I am and you have close set eyes, meaning that your eyes are closer to your nose, then you want to be able to fake it and pull them out a little. You can do that by lengthening your brows. Your brows do not need to be long. They do not need to be dark. They do not need to be thick, although I do love a thick, dark eyebrow. They need to be long. They need to be in line with your cheekbone and your jaw, and then it will open your eyes up. You also want to use a concealer in the entire eye socket, not just under your eyes. Most of us have darkness all around that eye socket area. That's where you want to bounce it up. At least one shade, if not two. And that is with a concealer that is not attached to a water. We can talk about that in the second segment as well. Again, call me 888-666-606-8255. We're going to be back in a minute. And I'm so excited you're here. I'm Morgan Schick. This is Beauty Rehab. Stay with me if you're on Periscope and on the radio. We'll be right back. Hi everybody, I'm Morgan Schick and this is Beauty Rehab and I am doing a Periscope, so you can follow me at Morgan Schick. At MorganSchick at the same time that you are listening to the radio. And you can call me at 866-606-8255 if you've got any questions or you want to talk about any of the topics that we're talking about. I was just saying on Periscope that one of the reasons I want you to be so involved and interested just a little bit in your image and your ongoing image and the person that you're showing to yourself in the mirror every morning, I want you to be excited about you. I want you to look in the mirror every morning and think, holy smokes, I'm getting better. I'm not aging. I don't wish for my 25-year-old self. I can tell you right now, Morgan Schick does not wish for her high school self. I was not so cute in high school. I did not have it together. I did not know what to do with my hair. I did not know what to do with anything. The fact that I became a Ford model is the biggest joke because I was such a yeehaw. In school, I came from a small town. There was just, I was not most likely to be a model for sure. And the fact that this was my profession to pay for my life, to pay for my school, to pay for all of that is remarkable because I really had to learn how to make the most out of close set eyes, frizzy hair, not a skinny person. And I'm going to share all of that with you because now I'm 51. And I realize that consistently caring a little bit makes you not paralyzed about aging. It doesn't make you desperate. And when you're desperate, you will be 51 or 47, and you will think, I have to go get this injected or this peeled off or that laser. And I don't want you to do that. Because when I see someone who has big, fake, puffy lips or big, fake, they've got like these thick things in their mouth where I think, why were you desperate? What made you think that that was going to look good or real? It's not the best version of you, and I want you to be the best version of you. So that is consistently caring about yourself and learning how to do your makeup in millimeters of changes that are going to make your lips look fuller, your eyebrows extend to make your eyes look wider. I want to teach you how to get your hair color right. I want you to love the image you are and never wish for your old self, because let me tell you, girls, it gets better. When you're confident and 51 and know what you know and feel like $1 million and completely hot for your own self, because if you're not hot for yourself, no one's going to be hot for you. How can you expect your husband, your mate, your partner to be hot for you if you do not feel confident when you look in the mirror? And I know supermodels who are not confident, who have no self-esteem. It blows my mind. So you listen to this show, you listen to Periscope, and I will teach you. I will teach you everything. Because if I don't need it for myself anymore, it only matters if I share. It only matters if I share. Okay, I've got Dawn. Hi, Dawn. This is Morgan. And I'm going to repeat everything you're saying on Periscope. Hi, Dawn. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Morgan. How are you? Thank you very much.
Fine, thank you. What's your question? And Happy New Year.
Thank you. Yes, Happy New Year to you, too. I guess my question is, how much do you think your partner or other people should have an influence on what you wear, how much makeup you wear? And are you appreciated for it?
That is a great question.
Yeah.
So Dawn's question was, for you guys on Periscope, And Don, you can also watch on Periscope so you can hear yourself.
Okay.
Her question was, how much do you weigh other people's opinion of how you look and how you dress in what you do for yourself? And I think there's a lot in that question, because I know women who dress for men, and I know women who dress for women. Like, I will walk down the street and my husband will say, there were more women checking you out than men, because women want to get ideas about what they should look like. And men are kind of, I call them squinters. Men see hair, they see boobs, and they see legs for the most part. And so if you're dressing for a man, that tends to be, when I see a girl and she's kind of like all va-va-voom, she could be dressing for herself, but she's also dressing for men, which I really respect, because that is an aspect of owning the room. And I really think that caring about your image means taking all of that into account. Dawn, I will tell you that I dress for myself. I do my makeup for myself. I do everything for myself. I want to feel comfortable and feel beautiful. And it's the buck stops with you. You have to look in the mirror. If you know your husband, like my husband loves my hair straight. I have curly, frizzy hair. I know my husband loves me for everything and loves me no matter what. But when he sees me, and when he was walking downstairs today and he saw my straight hair for my radio show, he was like, oh, you look gorgeous. And I was like, oh, you hate my real hair. But you know what? I don't mind that he says that, because I learned how to straighten my hair. So I get it all. So that's what I want for you. I want you to take
Right.
into account what other people say, but I
Well,
also
actually,
want you to love you. Go ahead,
I
Don.
usually, I in 2003, I had to stop thinking about what people think because I had a double mastectomy.
Okay.
That's a 3-year construction job, believe me.
Yes, I know it.
And of course, now here's 10 years later, I'm fighting ovarian cancer, so now I'm bald.
Okay.
So I figured by 60, something else is gonna fall off, an earlobe, an
No,
elbow,
you're not going to think that way, Don. You're not going to think that way.
And the thing is that 10 years ago, all I gotta do is look like I cared. I meant to look
Right.
like that, whether they like it or not. But the thing is that I was more than my boobs, more than my hair, and they got beautiful wigs, and my shirts look good because I got a mastectomy. No, they're not
Right.
real, but nobody knows that. I make sure nobody knows, guys. It's kind of like the joke's on them, and I still
Right.
feel very good about myself.
Good.
But that did take a little effort, and it takes a little more effort in other areas. But that's a huge thing, is about yourself. If you like it, and if you look like you give a care,
But exactly.
it'll
So
show.
Dawn, the struggles that you're going through with a double mastectomy,
Yes.
and I had a lumpectomy 5 years ago. But my sister, because I had a lumpectomy and I was having all of these, mammograms and all going through all this, my sister, who
Yep.
hadn't had a mammogram, had a much more severe case than I did. So I've been through reconstruction with my sister, and I'm so sorry that this happened to you. But I want you to, and now ovarian is a struggle as well. I don't want you to think that you are the other shoe's going to drop. That's a horrible mindset. I want you to think, you are the woman who is strong enough to deal with this. You are the woman who is strong enough to care about herself. That means that you have to do everything you can to make your, you know this. You know you need to
Yes.
keep yourself as an alkaline body. You need to keep your nutrition right. You need to get your system right, your spirit right, and your surface right. And that means you have to look in the mirror and care about who you are. That cancer is the biggest fight, and I want you to keep going and fighting it and fight the good fight. Dawn, I want to thank you for calling in. Everybody,
Sure.
I'm Morgan Schick, and we will be right back with heavy stuff and light stuff, but it's all for you. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
to the radio, and we're live on Periscope as well, so stay with me on Periscope. I know you guys want to leave, but don't you dare. And I'm so happy to be on the radio station. I love Lifestyle Talk Radio. They give me a great opportunity to hang with my girls and everybody who wants to learn a little bit about beauty. I was a Ford model for 25 years. I worked with the most famous makeup artists. I had my skin destroyed, although it was a great career. I have no regrets because it made me learn how to take care of my skin better. Consistently care a little bit so you can be 51 and not flip out that you don't look as good as you used to. And that's what beauty rehab is. I want to give you the tools that every single day you look in the mirror and think, wow, I am only getting better. Today is an awesome day. In this segment, I want to talk about winter skin. If we just got winter in the Northeast, if you're in the Northeast, but even if you're in a cooler, in warmer climates in the United States or all over the world, you do need to change up a little bit your winter routine. And that is because your skin is even more dehydrated. Now, what a lot of people think is that their hair doesn't have any issues in the cold, in the heat, and it does. I do not want your hair exposed to super cold weather. I want you to put a hat on. Hair is just as delicate. Yes, it's dead and it's a keratin and all that kind of stuff, but it's still super sensitive and needs hydration even though it's dead. It's like your nails. Your nails get very rough and brittle. Well, it's the same thing with your hair. So if you've got a wonderful oil that you can put in your hair after you wash it, just a little bit, and that will go into the cuticle and seal it, and it'll also keep it hydrated. But with your skin, a lot of people think that you should be using a thicker, heavier cream moisturizer in the winter. Wrong, 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 wrong. It's called nanoparticles. Anything you put on your skin or even your hair has to be a small enough molecule for it to be able to absorb into your skin. So if you're using a big, heavy, rich cream and it's too heavy and you still feel like your skin is dehydrated and something's just like sitting on top, that's not doing you any good. My advice is to use your lighter moisturizer that you use in the summer or the rest of the year, always on moist skin right after your serum, and then do it again. Even if you have to put your, so if this is your faucet, you just put your hand a little bit under the faucet and get a little bit more moisture, add another layer. Keep adding layers until you feel like your skin is drinking it up and it's staying in. Some people, and I'm doing a lot of research on this, and that I'll talk about next, but some people use oils. There are a lot of new oils out there that are, and I'm doing a lot of research on it because that is part of what's coming in my next world. Argan oils are a small enough particle, nanoparticle, that it can go into the skin and hydrate. One of the story behind my starting my products again is that I am decided to start my products again. I sold on HSN for 10 years and then decided to take a break because I suck at multitasking. I could not have these little kids that I had and feel like I could give them enough attention, my husband enough attention, my life enough attention, and be on air. I was losing my mind. Not technically losing my mind because I'm not sure I ever had full capacity of my mind, but something had to give, and so I decided to retire. Now my kids are older. They don't need me wiping their bottoms. They can actually wipe them themselves, which is sad and happy all at the same time. And so I went back to my original partners who I did my product line with. And remember, I told you I did everything in my product line. I started in the labs. I did it all myself. I invented it all. I went to my partners, and they said, we want you to try this new patented ingredient process that we have, and it is an incredible oxygenated particle that I am going to put in all of my products. So that is where I'm starting. I'm using it. It is making my skin even better. It is going to make my products that I had from 2000 even better. I'm so excited, and you guys know that I would never, if you've heard me on air before, if you've followed me on Instagram, I do not lie. Not only do I have no memory, so I could never remember a lie if I tried to lie, I can't remember what I had for breakfast, so I would never lie about it. I can't lie. That's all I have. I have my credibility, and that's it. And if I did not completely believe in this ingredient that I want in all of my products and all the products for you, I would never, ever, ever start again. And so I am. So I'm super excited. I will tell you more about it when I am told that I can. I can't actually remember if I was told I could or not before I started. That's how, see, I can't remember. So I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to get anybody else in trouble before it's announced. So, but I have your back. The workouts that I do, Tracy Anderson Method, did this great hashtag for a new streaming challenge. I do the streaming and I also go to the studio. It's called Got Your Back Girl. It's hashtag GYBG. And I love it because I really think that girls have to have each other's backs. I am a girl for girls. I do not believe girls should ever go against other girls. I believe there are always more men in the world than you need, more jobs in the world than you need, more attention in the world that you need. So I don't ever think that we should poach. I don't ever think that we should dog a girl for some other reason. Oh, thank you, Aaron. I'm putting my glasses on for Aaron because I can't see all the stuff I wanted to talk about today because I didn't have my glasses on. This is called 51. But if you're going to wear glasses, I'm going to make sure you have cool ones so you don't necessarily look like you're 51. You just look like a cute girl that wears glasses. Anyway, so I love the Tracy Anderson Method. I don't care if anyone else ever does it. I used to have cankles, and now I don't. And so I have your back, and I'm only going to give you products that you love, and I'm only going to give you – I'm not going to push them because that's not my style. Although I had a couple of people yell at me for saying that. I posted an Instagram yesterday saying that I'm starting my products again and I'm not going to push them. And my friend was like, don't say that. We want to hear from you. And I get very nervous that people, I don't know if I love Instagram as a marketing tool. I think of it as a teaching tool for me. So I didn't really know if I wanted to use that as a marketing tool. I'm not so crazy about it. So we'll see. We'll figure it out. Whatever. I feel like people will come to me when they need to come to me. All right. So, go back to Winter Skin. Oh, Madeira Nina. Okay. You're so sweet. I'm going to tell you all about my products. I have lots of radio shows and I'm going to start doing more Periscopes. But I was away and I was working on this deal and I was trying to figure out if I can multitask again, even though my kids are older. And my husband was really supportive. My husband was like, listen, you love this. You had so much joy in making your own products. You have to go do it. And so that was the biggest thing, was getting everybody's blessing from my kids and everybody else. So I'm very excited. Now, so can we go? I want to go back to our winterization of our skin. If you are in anything under 45 degrees, when you go outside, I want you to try and cover your skin, your face. So there are amazing, beautiful cotton half cashmere, cotton scarves that you can use. I take this scarf, and the whole reason I'm wearing this scarf today is because I want to show you. I take it and I use it. And then when I go outside and I wear those big glasses, I put it on Instagram, at Morgan Schick, MorgenSchick. I put my scarf like that. And then I have my glasses and I have a hat. I look like Nanook. But you know what? The delicate tissue of your skin, that cold and that cold air is so harsh. It is just as harsh to have that cold air on your skin as it is to have oversun on your skin. So I know you're going to look dorky, but it is so worth it. And again, remember, it's these tiny little free things that we can do for our skin to make us feel beautiful forever, look in the mirror and love the way you look. And that's what I'm here for. I just want you to give these tips. So you're going to wear a hat on your head. You're going to cover up your skin. Get yourself a pretty scarf. They can be for $5. They can be for $1,000. I do not care. I just want your skin covered. All right? And we're going to be back with our last segment. This is Morgan Schick. I'm Morgan Schick. This is Beauty Rehab. I'm on Periscope Live. And we'll be right back for my last segment of my radio show. Mwah! Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. Give me a call at 866-606-8255 if you want to be on the radio. I am also simulcasting this on Periscope, so stay with me on Periscope. This show has been about New Year, New Attitude. I have wanted to talk to you about consistently caring about your image. We live in an image-obsessed society. I'm not saying you have to be obsessed with it. I'm saying you have to care just a little bit. So when you look in the mirror every day, you do not yearn for your old self. You don't look at a wedding picture or a picture from high school and think, wow, those were my best days. No, I want you to look in the mirror tomorrow morning and think, I got this. My skin looks amazing. I feel amazing. And my spirit is amazing. I call it the three S's. It is system, surface, and spirit. Your system has to be fed and exercised well. Your surface has to have the right products on it, the right exfoliants, the right makeup, and your spirit has to mean that you are in control of your own life, world, self-esteem, confidence. You know that you can have it all. A woman can have it all. You can be drop-dead gorgeous and the smartest, most informed person in a room. It is absolutely disarming when a woman looks the part, acts the part, speaks the part, is the part. Doesn't mean you can be a jerk. There are no jerks allowed. You need to be sweet and compassionate, and you have to have empathy and do unto others as you would have them do unto you. However you get there, it can be religion, it could be meditation, it could be whatever it is. As long as you treat others as you want to be treated, you and I are going to be friends forever, because that is the first thing I think. I was raised Catholic, but I felt more aligned with spirituality than I did with the actual rules of the Catholic Church. Now, my mother to this day is not happy about it, but that works for me. So whatever you do that makes you treat others the way you want to be treated, I'm all for it. The last thing I wanted to talk to you about for your new year, new attitude, was trying something maybe that you had never tried before, and that is meditation. I'm actually going to put a link in my Instagram, because I wanted to try meditation. I follow Emery. I think I told you, Chef Emery. She is a chef, and she is my food guru. And she introduced me into quieting myself and meditation. And I actually decided to make my family go through a meditation course for my 51st birthday. I knew they would never do it if I didn't say it's my birthday present to me, to myself, that you guys do this. So on my birthday that night, we went and I took a 4-day course on how to meditate. And we did the David Lynch Foundation, but there are a million kinds of meditations. My mom got meditation, a yellow meditation for dummies book. That's how my mom learned. I am not a hyper person. I'm a little stressed, but not as much as I would say is I have an overachieving husband and an overachieving daughter, and they are so hard on themselves that I felt like meditation would be good for them, and so I wanted to do it for myself so I could be supportive. So we did it. We did the meditation course, and it has changed my life. And I'm not saying I don't, you know, if there was a religious component, I don't know about it. I know that many Buddhists meditate, but it's not, I'm not a Buddhist. I find that taking that 20 minutes in the morning where I can quiet my brain down has expanded my brain. I don't know if that is a real thing. There's a lot of information that it is, but I find that it's made me a little bit more thoughtful. I don't react to things as quickly, even if it's bad about me or traffic or my kids or my husband. I'm much less emotional, but not in a bad way. Like, I'm still emotional. I'm still happy. I'm still ecstatic. But I'm not as, I don't know. I'm not quick to judgment or quick to to freak out about something as I used to be. So I would love it if, when you're thinking about your new you, new attitude, if you figured out some way to go inside and think about, just quiet your brain. The meditation that I went through had this great analogy that I think anybody can use, and I'm a sharer. So if there's anybody who's saying, well, this is a secret, if this is a secret, I don't care because I don't believe in secrets. But it's that we live in a world where there's lots of, like, the top of the ocean, where there's lots of ocean and lots of waves and lots of, there's a lot of, like, movement, wind, choppiness at the top of the ocean. But then when you start going down feet, 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 you know, meters, 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 meters lower into the depths of the ocean, there could be a horrible storm at the top of the ocean, but at the bottom, it's totally calm and serene. So when I'm thinking about meditating, that's exactly what I do. I think I'm at the top of the ocean. It's super choppy. There's a lot going on. And then I let myself drift down, 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 down to the bottom. And it really, really helps. I feel like I'm so calm. I don't know if anything's happening to me. I don't feel like anything's happening to me. I just know that I get this peaceful feeling for like a half a split second. It's weird. But I get this very peaceful feeling, and then I really love it. And that's what makes me meditate in the afternoon or at night. And that's what makes me meditate the next morning, is because for a nanosecond, I get this very peaceful feeling, and I think it's broadening my heart. I think it's making my heart bigger. I think it helped me decide to go back to my business and take some of the fear out of it. I love meditating, and I don't think that there's a way you have to meditate. I think that however you calm yourself is awesome. But I really think that that is something that you can, I want you to get involved in or just look at just for a little bit. Again, I think I'll put it on my Instagram, the link to this article that CBS did on meditation. I thought it was really interesting. And again, there's no one way to do it. I learned that from Emery. There's no one way to do it. And if you join, if you follow Emery 5, you'll get more information on Emery. All right. Thanks, you guys. It's over, my show for today. New year, new you, new attitude. Come back next time. Thank you for being on Periscope. Thank you, Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. I love my radio show, and I love you joining in. And I'm so happy. Thanks for the hearts. We'll see you next time. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Bye, you guys.
The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.